Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Colombo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Colombo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Colombo. And today I am skipping a special guest. I am going to do commentary on a couple of issues that I feel are very important to me, my family, my friends, and my fellow countrymen and the world, because what happens in America happens and trickles on down around the rest of the world. We are the superpower. Don't ever let anyone fool you about that. There may be enemies within or without, but America has always been the superpower, the developers, the innovators, the creators, and who have developed a very prosperous nation. And everyone wants to come to America, but most natural-born Americans don't want to go anywhere else into any other country to live. But the most of the third world countries will force their way into our country by sneaking across our borders or by invitation or by being flown in by our government secretly at night, which they've been doing since 2009, or letting them walk across our borders and not following the immigration laws of our country, which require vetting and background checks by Border Patrol and sheriffs and ICE, et cetera, and also identification. And immigration in our country also requires assimilation, whether you're an illegal or a legal immigrant trying to enter into our country and become a citizen. There are requirements by law, constitutional law and state law, federal and state, but they haven't been followed probably for 30 years. It has slowly been leading to the point where we now probably have about 50 million unidentified illegals who have come into our country and just walked across our borders or flown in secretly at night. And now we are told during this excessive cost of living increases for all necessities of life, which are unreasonable for the average person, the elderly, the seniors, and those who are ill or mentally or physically challenged, or who are out of work, who are losing their jobs to robotoids and humanoids, and people who are having to go back to college or to some technical school to find a new career as the robotoids and the humanoids take over jobs. And also all the people who have come into our country who are being supported by the worker bees who pay their taxes. And their taxes were intended to help people who were down and out on their luck, who are legal Americans, whether natural born or naturalized, and those who came here legally and work and pay their taxes. But now we're asked to pay taxes for 50 million people who are inside our country, unidentified and illegally here. And we don't know if they are members of the cartels, if they're traffickers, if they're gang members from these third world countries, jihadists, terrorists, but the FBI has identified many of them to be so. So there were just 50-some bodies just recently last week found dead at our borders. This is a really serious problem for America, Mexico, Canada, and all of Western civilization, because it appears that these third world countries are not sending people who are looking to work and make a better living for themselves, although there are those people among them, I'm sure. But they are sending their bad dudes to America. Think about that. They are sending bad dudes to America so they don't have to deal with them in their country. Think about that. And that's been going on for a long time. So, and then, of course, there are people here who believe that they are here to infiltrate, overpopulate, and dominate and conquer our nation from within. And so we have spies as well as bad dudes in our country. So we are in a mess. So this is affecting our money, and a weak nation of leaders who has not upheld their sworn oath to uphold the United States Constitution on immigration laws and sovereignty, as we are a republic that is operated by the rule of law, but hasn't been by our leaders past and current. It is their duty, and they are paid to secure those borders, period. They are paid to make sure that the American people who are legally here and their children and grandchildren are secure, and that their welfare and safety are safe and secure in America, and that we will keep the cost of living down so that we can live in a decent lifestyle and maintain the middle class, which is the only nation in the world that has a middle class. But we are headed, according to the past and current leaders and the New World Order members on Wall Street, who seek to depopulate not only Americans, Christians, and Jews, and the world population through abortions worldwide, ordering Americans to pay for the cost of worldwide abortions for this depopulation program that was snuck into Obamacare, which I wrote about back in 2009, as well as American taxpayers were also unaware that inside Obamacare, which I wrote about since 2009, are mandated to pay for their experimental jabs all over the world. So none of this is just a surprise. If Americans had been told the truth about what was inside of Obamacare, such as euthanasia, and how can the federal government, which was in my blog that was sent to every congressman, senator, including my own, posted on congress.org online for the public to read, which Fox News definitely read because they were talking about it on their program when this all began in 2009. And also, I sent it to the United States justices. So I said Obamacare was unconstitutional and illegal, and the left came unglued. I also said it bordered on extortion because in America, the government is not to force Americans to pay for a product, a consumer product or service after taxes with their own hard-earned money that they may or may not want, and to take over private industry, which healthcare was a private industry until 2009. Industry and have depopulation programs of euthanasia and experimental jabs and targeting people with autism or mentally challenged or physically challenged, who some people in positions of power or money believe should be eliminated off the face of the map. Because just think, one billionaire said, we could take that money and put it towards education. Do you really think they're going to take that money and put it towards education? Why don't they donate those millions out of their billions to education and educate them on the truth about the real blue, the real strategy that we witness through history, that some of our parents who are still alive, or grandparents, perhaps, who fought in the war during the Nazi regime, as we're losing that generation, witnessed firsthand, and many of our United States citizens were sent the oceans to fight for freedom and save Europe and the rest of the world from being depopulated and suffering potential extinction. And on that note, I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk about the money and how it is trickling down to this weakness in our government by not backing our cash with gold and silver and getting in bed with Wall Street and these bankers overstepping their authority and violating constitutional authorities and mandates and supreme laws, in my opinion, by threatening to take away our cash and our gold and our silver and our coin and taking over and conquering nations such as America by controlling the money, which then controls the food, the water, the oil, the energy. And guess what happens to people when that happens? So on that note, I want you to remember that as an international award-winning poet and author and a media host who's won many awards, as an advocate for justice, a legendary advocate for justice, been on the front lines for 30 years and targeted as well, like many of our frontline doctors were during the lockdown and many of our whistleblowers. It is not fun to be on the front line, but it's necessary. So I would say probably 10% of the population will stand up on the front lines and help the rest of the population to awaken and heighten their elevation from this illusion and into a disillusionment of you own property, you own your own money, you are a good citizen and pay your taxes, and everything is just fine. It is not just fine. And so I want you to read the International Irwin Award winner, and I was only one of two who ever received more than one International Irwin Award in 46 years in this, in the Book Club of Southern California that was founded by a wonderful humanitarian who loved the arts and the authors and the media professionals who help authors get their books out there and their words and their movies and so forth. He was just a beautiful person. And we miss him because he passed away around Christmas time last year. So God bless his family. And we still remember the wonderful, magnificent Irwin Zucker. And he said about my book, Rose, your book, Obamacare, Soros, Rednecks, and Radicals. Obamasaurus is the updated version. Obamasaurus, the legend of how the Judeo-Christian dinosaurs were depopulated and suffered extinction. It's political satire, adventure, Orwellian style, and does Professor Noah chosen for this mission to to decode and find and decode the tablet in a remote area of the jungle in Africa, chosen by the anonymous wealthy masters. Will he succeed? What happens to him? How does it change his life? Well, that'll be part two. But in the meantime, I want you to order the book from a bookstore, order the book from Barnes & Noble, or go to Amazon.com and get Obamasaurus, because critics say readers will be very concerned about our humanity and our survival in this masterfully crafted work. And I say, as the author, this is not just a book. It is a message for humanity worldwide.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
The Justice Club is back on Colombo Chronicles Live podcast. Join Rose Colombo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Hi, we're back on Colombo Chronicles, and we're going to enter into the Justice Club. And by the way, I want to wish everyone a very blessed and abundant Happy New Year in 2024. And hopefully people are more aware, more proactive, and are getting involved to turn the pendulum back to the center from all the immorality and all of the unethical decisions by our leaders, past and current, and all of the lawlessness that's going on at the borders, which our government is paid to secure and to vet and to background check and keep us safe, but they have not done that. They are more concerned about doing that for people who break our laws, apparently. So, let's see here. According to Michael Snyder of Global Research, published in July 2023, he posted this on Substack, which I thought was very interesting because we're all concerned about, in my opinion, unconstitutionally, filling to back our money in gold and silver and filling to protect our cash and coins and keeping our bank in good condition so that people in America and around the world won't feel so insecure and surprised at what they possibly have in mind. Well, Michael Snyder says, while everybody else is distracted, the globalists are making absolutely enormous moves. Previously, I have written about the United Nations' new worldwide system for cracking down on misinformation. So who are these people I want to mention here? This is not in the article. Who are these people who are saying this is misinformation, that's disinformation, and shadow banning people and telling people they cannot speak out, they cannot give their opinion, or they cannot change a narrative that perhaps a party with more money decides is not allowed under the First Amendment, which is a bunch of hogwash, and only their opinion and their information is what is allowed. And that's where we're at today, is that the First Amendment is under attack for media and for all Americans who wish to express their opinion, their facts, their thoughts, and open it up for critical thinking and debate. So these people are cracking down on what they say is misinformation, but who's cracking down on their misinformation? who's holding them accountable in the United Nations. Their desire, the United Nations' desire to be privatized, too, I want to mention. We don't want to privatize the UN. The UN should get out of the U.S., and the U.S. should get out of the UN, because it's made up of mostly communist and socialist and fascist and Marxist nations, not republic operating by the rule of law with constitutional law that guarantees freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty, and the right to life and happiness. Well, not too many people are happy today, so let's see if we can change that. So anyway, the UN's new worldwide system for cracking down on misinformation and about their desire to implement a global system of digital identification that is tied to our bank accounts. This is so dangerous, in my opinion. This is so unconstitutional, in my opinion. It appears to be illegal and unlawful. And I would like to know, where are our leaders and our lawyers? Where's the American Bar Association? Where are the justices and the judges who are allowing Wall Street, call them, to take control of our personal accounts and do whatever they want with our money? And if there is an executive order that says they can, that executive order needs to be challenged in the court, because it isn't the government's money. It is personal, individual money. And the only thing Americans have to do is pay their taxes. So in other words, if they come and confiscate your money, they're claiming it belongs to them, and they're also claiming it's all for taxes. Where are our leaders challenging this? Where are they? Any of them? I realize that these things sound really wild, but they aren't being done in secret. In fact, the globalists are very proud of what they are doing. Yes, because they want to control the food, the energy, the oil, the sky, the chemtrails, the HARP, HAARP. They want to control the grid. They want to control your electricity. They want to make sure that they take away your gas stoves and your coal and your gas cars, so they can control you, and you are forced into bicycles and scooters and public transportation, so they can track you everywhere. Who are these people? Who are these people who believe that they have a right to violate and overthrow the United States Constitution that states that the people are the government, and that the money belongs to the people and is to be used for the legal American people, and that whatever they send around to other third world nations like Iran to build nukes, who threaten to wipe out Israel and America, and who are anti-Christian and anti-gay and anti-Catholic and anti-Jew, are being funded by top leaders with our taxes, not their personal money, but our American taxes, that they are just doing whatever they want to do, as they call out Chicken Little story, our sky is falling, and we need to bail out banks and automobile companies. And while we spend all of our jobs, all of our manufacturing intellectual property over to communist China, and our big pharma supply over to communist China to use slave labor and to receive back by importing the products we invented with less quality and many times without telling us what is used, or are there a lot of secret kids and people dying from what's in the rice, such as mercury maybe? Yes. you really need to think about all these things because it's a matter of life and death. It's a matter of being middle class or poor. The money, isn't it? Money, 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 money. The material world. Well, guess what? There is a life after death. You could take my word for it. And there is a God. And there's a God, the Son, which is Jesus Christ, who resurrected. You can take my word for that, too. And the Holy Spirit. In fact, Columbo is Italian, and in English, it means dove. Dove is the messenger for God. He whispers in your ear. You may ignore him, but he does try to help you out and guide you in the right path. And then there's the rose, which represents love. So think about it, because there is a purpose for life, and each of you has a purpose. You can ignore it because God gave you, at birth, natural free will and the right to choose. And the government is trying to take that away from you, and so are the CEOs on Wall Street. Now, why would they want to do that? Do you really think that smart city is very smart? Do you really think that hurting billions of people around the world so that a small group of people who consider themselves superior to everyone else can control the planet, dim the sun that has vitamin 3 and the source of life and light on the earth, created by God, the Father, animals and the insects and every living thing upon this earth? When are the American people and people around the world going to wake up to the matrix of insanity, of illusion, and that it's going to create huge disillusionment? As I wrote in my first book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, How to Protect Yourself from Your Own Attorney. So watch for version 2 of Fight Back Legal Abuse coming under martial law. That's a question that people should be asking. It has theory. It has facts. It has quotes. It has laws. And it's a theory that people should be considering because of what is happening to America today, as they are attempting to deny us our freedom, liberty, rights, and sovereignty illegally, unlawfully, and unconstitutionally, and in violation of their sworn oath if they are an elected or appointed public servant. And then we have the people who refuse to put their hand on the Bible and swear an oath on a Judeo-Christian foundation, a nation that was built on Judeo-Christian foundation. How did that happen? And then we have a president who invited anti-Americans to work in the White House in 2009 from anti-American nations. That was non-transparent and secretive, and flew them in from those countries as well for 8 years on taxpayers' money by diverting that taxpayers' money and bypassing TSA to rush them in through the U.S. refugee agencies, according to the whistleblower. As many as possible before the money ran out. So here we are among all this nightmarish stuff that these leaders who smile and wave nice and dress in nice clothes and people trust, destroying our nation, basically. So anyway, this article goes on to say, I realize that these things sound really wild, but they aren't being done in secret. In fact, the globalists are very proud of what they are doing. But when they meet their maker, guess what? This article doesn't say this. I'm saying it. They won't be able to buy their way into the gates of heaven. And that's an eternal deal breaker. Because God owns all the money. God owns all the gold. God owns all the silver. And God owns you. And he can snuff any of us out at any time. So Best Buy, in my opinion, the eternal free life insurance policy. It's free. The only thing you have to do is to acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God, He is your Savior, and ask forgiveness and repent from your sins and try to be a better person. And you get an eternal path into the kingdom of heaven in the next life, because your body turns back to dust, but your soul resurrects. And there's only two places to go. So, this is very interesting. Only a small percentage of the population is even aware of the insidious agenda that they are pushing through, and so there is very little debate about it. Well, there may be very little debate about it, but hopefully people are waking up and debating, do I really want this for my children and my grandchildren and the future of America? Ultimately, the globalists want to create a system that would literally give them total control of everything, including you. The only thing they can't take is your soul, unless you agree to it. They can take your soul if you agree to it. But once you sell out your soul, you can't get it back from the devil. Because he will tempt you with the material world to sell your soul to him, so you will spend that eternal lifetime hell under the earth, I suppose, with him. And there's plenty of coal down there, I imagine. So anyway, the article goes on to say, ultimately, the globalists want to create a system that would literally give them total control of everything. Sadly, I am not exaggerating one bit, Michael Snyder. For example, the Bank for International Settlements has released a blueprint that calls for the creation of a unified ledger that would eventually record ownership of all assets of the entire planet. Now, how long do these people think they're going to live? Forever? Seriously? The following is an extended excerpt from the blueprint, which comes directly from the official website of the BIS. The chapter presents a blueprint for a future monetary system that harnesses the potential of tokenization to improve the old and enable the new. The key elements of the blueprint are financial and real assets. The blueprint envisages these elements being brought together in a new type of financial market infrastructure, FMI. Nation could be harnessed in a unified ledger due to the settlement finality that comes from central bank money residing in the same venue as other coins. Leveraging trust in the central bank, a shared venue of this kind has great potential to enhance the monetary and financial system. A unified ledger transforms the way that intermediaries interact to serve end users. Financial transactions to be automated and seamlessly integrated. This reduces the need for manual intervention and reconciliation that arise from the traditional separation of messaging, clearing, and settlement, thereby eliminating delays and uncertainty. The ledger also supports simultaneous and instantaneous settlement, reducing settlement times and credit risk. Settlement in central bank money ensures the singleness of money and paper finality. Moreover, By having everything in one place, a unified ledger provides a setting in which a broader array of contingent actions can be automatically executed to overcome information and incentive programs. So hold on a second here. Seems like my computer went for some reason. Somebody doesn't like my program, I guess. Well, it won't go back on. So moreover, by having everything in one place, a unified ledger provides a setting on which a broader array of contingent actions, tokenization. Well, that's very strange that my computer went off. And it won't come back on, folks. So if somebody doesn't like this article, can be automatically executed to overcome information and incentive programs. In this way, tokenization could expand the universe of possible contracting outcomes. The unified ledger thus opens the way for entirely new types of economic arrangements that are impossible today due to incentive and informational frictions. The eventual transformation of the financial system will be limited only by the imagination and ingenuity of developers that build on the system, much as the ecosystem of smartphone apps has far exceeded the expectations of the platform builders themselves. So who would be in control of this unified ledger? Now that is the question. Who is going to be in control of this globalist unified ledger? And on that note, I don't know what to tell you because they cut off my connection to the program. So if you're listening, this is exactly what happened. And that's never happened before. Interesting. I'm going to have to close the show and say God bless you, God bless America, and good luck with the globalist central bank who are seeking to control everything you own, including your hard-earned money and your property, as Klaus Schwab said. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. So God bless you, and stay awake and keep awakening to what is happening in America and around the world. Like it came back on, so... Let's see here. Let's take a break and see if it's working. So hold on, folks.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
Yes, and that was a very strange thing that happened when talking about the worldwide system for cracking down on misinformation and a global system of digital identification, which is could lead to the microchip and demanding that everybody be chipped or else you can't buy, sell, travel, get an education, and so forth. And the young people may think it's very convenient, not knowing that they're giving up their minds and their bodies to the globalists who seek control of individuals and also seek to reduce the population of the planet, which they have no problem speaking about today. They're actually very open about it now because they feel very much in control, I believe, of the situation using the artificial intelligence and increasing the cost of living to the point where people are struggling and can't hardly afford to put gas in their car or buy a basket full of groceries that they used to pay maybe $100 and now are paying between $200 and $300 for. And so it's contrary that the pendulum has to swing back to the center. And my suggestion is that Americans get on their knees every day and to pray fervently for God to intervene and to help this and this evil agenda of the New World Order who seeks to wipe out God's creation upon the earth. And it is actually a war against God. It is a war that is a battle between good and evil. Do not fool yourself. This is a spiritual war for your very soul and that of your children and that of your grandchildren, fellow Americans, fellow sisters and brothers around the world. And but don't give up. Never surrender to evil. Always pray for God's intervention and for God to help push the pendulum back to the center where we have morality, we have sovereignty, we have the constitutional laws, the original constitutional laws intact, and we have removed evil from our nation and replaced them with people who are of good character, honest, of integrity, moral, ethical, and love God, country, and you. So God bless you. God bless America and people everywhere around the world. Remember, injustices can happen to you and they can happen to me, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune into Colombo Chronicles and the Justice Club every Wednesday.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Colombo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Colombo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.